God bless you. Welcome today to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. Trucking for Jesus is a Mobile Chapel ministry. Blonnie and Bunny Gregory are chaplains on the Mobile Chapel, and we go to truck stops and stay a week at each place all across the United States. You know, it's a Mobile Chapel. It's a tractor and trailer. They pull it with a Kenworth tractor and a stainless steel Great Dane trailer, and the chapel is built back in the trailer. And the living quarters are in the front of the trailer, and we live in the front and minister in the back. And we have people come day and night. We have truck drivers and people from all over the world to come and be in service with us. And it's wonderful to be able to go out and preach the gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, it's wonderful to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. I know this is the greatest country in the world. And you know, I don't care where you go in America, you run into wonderful people. It makes no difference where they were from or what they look like or where they come from. Let me tell you something. America has wonderful people. Don't ever let anybody tell you anything different. God's on the throne today, and God is a miracle-working God. I want to talk to you today about the mountain that's waiting for you to speak to it. There's a mountain somewhere today waiting for you to speak to it. You say, Brother Gregory, why would you pick a topic like that? I want to talk to you about speaking to the mountain. God wants you to speak to the mountain, not about the mountain. Most of us have a mountain of things in our hearts and lives. We have things in our lives that we need to speak to, not about. We need to speak to them. I believe God has vested in us authority. I believe when we go out in the highways and byways, we can see things happen because we are not alone. The Word of God said Jesus told them to go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In one of the Gospels, he said, make disciples. In the other, another Gospel, he said, teach the Gospel. In other words, we go preach, teach, and make disciples. We go and lift up the name of Jesus. And it's wonderful. That's exactly what he wants you to do today. He wants you to go into the highways. He wants you to tell the Gospel at work. He wants you to go where you play. And he wants you to tell your friends about Jesus. He wants you to tell the people in your household about Jesus. It's wonderful. There's a mountain that's waiting today for you to speak to it. That mountain is waiting for you. I want to read the 23rd verse of the 11th chapter of the book of St. Mark. I want you to turn to it, but I'm going to read it a couple of times so you won't have any trouble finding it. It's St. Mark, the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse. I believe the Word of God is faithful. I believe the Word of God is true. I believe the Word of God will stand when the world's on fire. God said in Psalms, I sent my word, and I healed my people, and I delivered them from that destruction. We need the Word of God today. In the 15th chapter of St. John, he said, you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. In other words, he compared us to a vine. And he said that he would purge us. He would clean us out. And then he talked about the word. I believe we need the word of God today. And if you'll read this word today in this 23rd verse, and if you'll apply it to your heart, you'll realize there's a mountain waiting on you. There's a mountain waiting for you to speak to it. Yes, God has called you, and God has chose you. God picked you out, and God raised you up for such a time as this. I want to read this 23rd verse. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be there removed, and be there cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I want to read that 23rd verse again of the 11th chapter of the book of St. Mark. The word says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. I want you to receive that part because it's not something some man said. It's God. It's God's breathed word. It's a word that He sent to me. It's a word that He sent to you. And we can stand on it today. I want to read it one more time because this is very rich. When I receive this, let me tell you something. I feel something from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. The word of God said, "And verily I sound to you, that whosoever shall sound to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Look at that last part one more time. "He shall have whatsoever he saith." I want to pray with you. Lord Jesus, touch our minds today. Touch our hearts today. I know that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord Jesus, I know your word will divide soul and spirit. It'll go down to the marrow of the bone. And Lord, we know the marrow of the bone is what purifies the blood. And your word tells us the life of the flesh is in the blood. We receive your word today. We hear your word with our hearts today. We speak your word today. We hear your word today. And I pray that we won't be hearers only, but we'll be doers of your precious word. Make a change come in our lives today, Lord Jesus. I pray that you touch the boys and girls and men and women under the sound of my voice. And I commend this great congregation to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I believe with all of my heart that today there's a mountain waiting and listening for you. It's listening for your voice. It's listening for you to speak to it. You said, "Brother Gregory, there's surely not a mountain waiting." And I say, I beg your pardon. There's a mountain waiting. There's somebody that's got a need that wants to hear you speak. They want to hear your voice. That mountain is listening at your voice. It's listening for your voice. It wants to hear your voice. It's going to be changed. You say, "Brother Gregory, what are you talking about?" I said, there's a mountain that's waiting and listening for your voice. That mountain is listening for your voice. And on the authority of the Word of God, if you speak to that mountain, it'll have to be moved out of the way. I believe there's things in our way. I believe these things can be cast into the sea. Let me tell you, if our sins be as scarlet, we can be washed as white as snow. I believe God can wash us today in the blood of Jesus. And there's a mountain that's waiting. It's listening for your voice. It's waiting for you to speak to it. It knows it's going to have to move. You say, "What are you talking about?" There's a sinner that's waiting for your testimony. I think about the Word of God, and I think about what happened in the fourth chapter of the book of St. John. The Word of God tells me that when Jesus went by the well, the Word of God said he had needs go through that place, and here comes a woman to draw water. He was sitting on the edge of the well, and he struck up a conversation with her. He said, "Why did he really need water?" He asked her for a drink of water. And the Word of God is very emphatic. God spoke to that woman, and he told her. She asked him some questions. She began to ask him questions. "Why would you speak to me?" "Because you're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman." And you know, they didn't generally talk to each other. And you know, this was what we consider today a lewd woman. This woman couldn't come with the ladies of the town. And when everybody else come to draw water, she'd have to come in the middle of the day when the sun was hot. You say, "Is it hot in that place?" And I say, "Yes, ma'am, yes, sir, it is. It's very hot. It's very uncomfortable." But this woman's lifestyle wouldn't allow her to come with everybody else because everybody else looked down on her. You say, "What was in her life?" She'd been married 5 times, and she's what we call today. She was shacking. She was living with a man that wasn't her husband. She was living in open sin before the whole community, and it was looked down on in that place. People didn't go along with it in that day, in that time. And you know, all together today. We've compromised with the world. We won't make a stand against sin. But let me tell you, there's a mountain of sin around you. And that mountain is listening for your voice. That mountain wants to hear you speak. That mountain wants to hear you proclaim the word of God. That mountain wants to hear you teach. That mountain wants to hear you preach. That mountain is listening for your voice. You say it's a time for us to speak up. And I say, yes, Lamb, yes, sir. It's time. And that mountain is surely listening for my voice. And that mountain is listening at your voice. And I think about what Jesus said to that woman. He asked her a question. And he gave her an opportunity to confess her sin in that place. And he told her about the water that could spring up into everlasting life. Are you telling people today about the living water that can spring up into everlasting life? Are you telling people that water can spring up as rivers right out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water? Are we talking about the real water? Are we talking about the Spirit of God? Are we talking about the power of God? Are we talking about honoring God? Are we lifting up the name of Jesus? The Bible tells me that Jesus revealed to her that she needed the living water. In other words, that mountain in her life was waiting on his voice. I was waiting to move out of the way. You said, surely this woman didn't repent. And I say, I beg your pardon. This mountain was removed because he spoke to the mountain. That mountain was listening for his voice. And today, there's a mountain listening for you, your voice. There's a mountain that want to hear you proclaim the word of God. There's a sinner next door. There's a sinner you work with. There's a sinner that you're going to come in contact with. There's people all around us in our families that's not doing right, and that mountain is listening for your voice. Jesus proclaimed the gospel in that place, and that woman got right with God. That woman run up and down the streets of Sychar, and she said, come and see the man that told me all things that ever I did. You said, what happened? They could see it been a change in this woman. They could see that a mountain of sin had been moved out of her life. The voice had come. That mountain was listening for a voice. That mountain was listening to hear Jesus speak. And all around you, there's a mountain that's waiting and listening for your voice. It wants to hear you speak. It wants to hear you preach. It wants to hear you teach. It wants to hear you give your testimony. It wants to see somebody coming down the road making disciples. The Word of God tells me that the men of that place, they come out by a multitude of them come out. And yes, they come out to hear Jesus. They wanted to hear Jesus. Not just because of what the woman said. They wanted to come and see Jesus. They felt something. They could tell that she was no longer the same. They could tell that a mountain of sin had been moved out of her life. They could tell that she had an experience with God. And the Word of God said they came out. And they wanted Jesus to stay a while longer. He stayed several more days. And he ministered to these men. You say, what happened? The Word of God said that they believed. Many of them believed because they stayed. And they heard Jesus themselves. And they proclaimed. They said, this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Not because of what you said. They looked at the woman. In other words, we had a mountain in our life. And God has addressed it. God has sent His Word. I tell you today, God is sending His Word. He sent it by me. He sent it by you. He sent it by the people of this church. You say, God is surely not sending me. And I say, I beg your pardon. Because there's a mountain that's waiting and listening for your voice. That mountain wants to hear your voice. That mountain is listening for your voice. Things will be changed because of your voice. When you carry the Word of God, you'll see signs and you'll see wonders and you'll see miracles everywhere you go. They had a revival by the city of Sychar. They had a revival in that place. You say, why? Men proclaimed. They stood up and looked at the woman at the well, and they said, not because of what you said, but we've come and we've seen him ourselves, and we know this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. I tell you today, there's a mountain and it's waiting for you. It's listening for your voice. It wants to hear you speak to it. And yes, if you speak to a mountain and you believe in your heart that the things you said will come to pass, that mountain will have to move. I want you to think about the sick. I want you to think about the handicapped. I want you to think about the people around you. They want you to come, and they want you to speak healing. The Word of God tells me that we have the authority. There's power vested in us. The Word of God said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You say, Brother Gregory, are you talking the Word of God? That's exactly what it says in St. Mark, the 16th chapter. The Word of God is very emphatic, starting with the 15th verse. But the very next verse, he shall cast out devils. In my name they shall cast out devils. There's a devil somewhere waiting to hear your voice. There's a mountain of them waiting to hear your voice. There's a mountain that's waiting today, and it wants to hear your voice. It wants to hear you speak. There's people that's devil-possessed. There's people that's hungry. There's people that's sick. There's people that's handicapped, and they're waiting to hear your voice. The Word of God tells me that when that little blind man was on the side of the street as Jesus passed up into Jericho, I can see it now as I walk in the Word of God. There was a mountain of it there waiting. You say, Brother Gregory, mountain of what? A trouble. You say, Brother Gregory, he wasn't in trouble. He'd been placed there day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. But he was still blind. The Word of God tells me that Jesus passed up that way. You say, what happened? Somebody said, he said, what's going on here? He asked what it meant. Sometimes we don't know what it means, and we won't ask nobody else. Sometimes we don't know where we going, but we won't ask nobody else. I'll serve notice on you today that there's a mountain waiting, and it wants to hear you speak. There's trouble looming, but it wants to hear you speak. There's lost people that wants to hear you speak. There's handicapped people and sick people that want to hear you speak. The Word of God tells me, and God is emphatic about it. He said, go ye thou forth into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The Word of God tells me exactly what will take place. The Word of God talked about that power in St. Mark is vested in you. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. I live in a country that doesn't want to speak in new tongues. I live in a country that doesn't want to be led by the Spirit. But somewhere today, there's a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, and you're waiting. There's a mountain in your life, and you're waiting for me to speak to it, and it's going to have to move. That mountain's going to have to move. That mountain's going to have to go on the authority of the Word of God. There's a mountain waiting, and it's listening for your voice today. God will use you. You said, what else did it say in the book of St. Mark? There's a handicapped man somewhere that's waiting for you to lay hands on him. There's a man that's waiting for you to speak to him. The Word of God goes on to say, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink in the deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Let me tell you, God meant what he said and said what he meant. When you walk down that road, you'll see signs and wonders and miracles. Like Paul, perhaps you'll be able to shake that old serpent off. Even if a step and a half bites you, you can shake him right off in the thigh. You say, why? Because God wants to use you. And there's a mountain waiting to hear your voice. There's a mountain waiting to hear you speak. On that island that day when they were gathering sticks, and that serpent latched stone to his hand, he shook him into the fire. But people saw that miracle. They saw that wonder. They saw that sign in that place. And yes, they had a revival because they were just waiting. There was a mountain there, and it was waiting for somebody to speak to it. God is sending you. God is calling you. There's a mountain waiting for you to, waiting and listening for you to speak to it. There's a mountain that wants to obey. It'll have to obey. The Word of God said it like this. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Yes, you can put the devil on a run. And there is a mountain that's listening and waiting for you to speak to it. I think about what the Word of God says in St. Mark, the 16th chapter. He said, you would lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. How many sick people have you prayed for lately? How many times have you laid hands on? How many times have you prayed the prayer of faith? There's a mountain waiting for you to speak to it. There's a mountain that's listening today, and it's just waiting for you to speak to it. Let me tell you something. There's sick people all around us. We live in a time when the spirit of infirmity is rampant everywhere we go. We got more hospitals than we've ever had. We got more doctors than we've ever had. We got more preachers than we've ever had. But we got more sick folks than we ever had. You say, why is this? Because we're letting God down. There's a mountain listening. There's a mountain watching. There's a mountain looking for you to come along. There's a mountain waiting for you to speak to it. The Word of God says the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if they have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. I believe we can take God at His Word today, and we know there is a mountain that's waiting. I think about that blind man on the side of the road. He was just listening for Jesus' voice. When he found out exactly what it was, the Word of God said he asked what it meant. And somebody said, Jesus is passing this way. I'll have you know today. Yes, ma'am, I'll have you know today. Yes, sir, I'll have you know today that Jesus is passing this way. There's a mountain waiting today, and that mountain is listening for your voice. That mountain wants to hear your voice. That mountain wants you to speak to it. And if you'll speak to that mountain, if you'll have faith, if you'll take God in His Word, that mountain will have to move out of its way. The Word of God said that little man believed. You say, what did he believe? He believed if he could get to Jesus, everything would be all right. He was blind on the side of that road. He had a thing on his lap. The Word of God tells me to keep the dust off of him. If you study the Word of God, you'll find out what happened. He began to holler, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd that was with Jesus, they tried to make him shut up. How many times has somebody tried to make you shut up? The devil wants you to shut up because he knows there's a mountain waiting on you. And that mountain is listening. That mountain wants to hear you preach. That mountain wants to hear your testimony. That mountain wants to hear you speak to it. And that mountain knows it will have to move. This man was blind and he wanted to be able to see. And he cried over and over, over and over, and over and over, and over and over, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody said, why don't you shut up? Trouble not the master. I want you to let it pass on by. How many times have we called somebody else to hold out peace? How many times have we called somebody else to doubt what God could do for them? Let me tell you, Jesus said, stop. The Word of God said, Jesus stopped and called him unto him. He had him brought to him. And the same ones that tried to get him to shut up, they had to bring him to Jesus. And the Word of God tells me that Jesus said, what would you have? And he said that I might receive my sight. I asked you the same thing today. I know there's a mountain in your life. And I know it's just waiting for me to speak to it. It's listening. It wants to hear me speak. As God sent His Word, God could deliver you today. I think about that man. He asked him what he would have, and he said, I might receive my sight. And the Word of God said, Jesus looked at him and said, thy faith has saved thee. Thy faith has saved thee. You can be saved in this place today. You said, what's it necessary for me to believe? You must believe with all your heart that the resurrection took place. You must confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You said, I have to call the name of Jesus. The Word of God said, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Word of God said in St. John 14, Jesus looked at him and said, I'm the way, and I'm the truth, and I'm the life. in the book of St. John, the 10th chapter. He said, I'm the door. He proclaimed that he was the only door. There's no other way in. I'll have you know today that you can be saved. Your faith can save you in this place. And God can make you whole in this place. And God can begin to bless your life in this place. You say, what's it necessary for me to do? You must receive Jesus. You must allow him to become the Lord of your life. You must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yes, there is a mountain that's waiting on you, and it's waiting on your voice, and it wants to hear you speak. You said, what about that little man on the side of the street? He got up, and he followed Jesus. The Word of God said when he got saved and God opened his blind eyes, he began to follow Jesus in the way. I ask you today, what's happening at your house? What's happening in your life? Are you following Jesus in the way? Has God worked a work in your heart? Has God worked a work in your life? Has God opened your spiritual eyes? Are you following Jesus? If the answer is no, I know you're waiting. You're waiting. There's a mountain of trouble in your life, and it's waiting. It's waiting for me to speak to it. You're listening for my voice, and I'm going to take authority even now in Jesus' name. I want to hear you repent. I want to see you repent. I want to hear your voice as God moves in you as you proclaim the name of Jesus. There's a mountain that's waiting and listening for your voice. It's going to have to move out of the way. The Word of God tells me that little man followed Jesus in the way. He began to walk like Jesus. He began to talk like Jesus. You say, why? Because Jesus had spoke to that mountain in his life. I'm speaking to the mountain in your life. I believe you can be blessed spiritually. I believe you can be blessed physically. And I believe you can be blessed financially today. I believe God will turn your household around. And yes, I'm speaking to that mountain. That mountain is hearing my voice. And it's going to have to move out of the way. And it's going to be cast into the sea. The sinners under the sound of my voice. That sin that's in your life. It's going to be as far away from you as the east is from the west. I proclaim it today. I speak to that mountain in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I command it to go. I command it to turn loose in Jesus' name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to pray over you again right now. Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name. The ones under the sound of my voice is lost. The ones of them have a mountain of sin in their life. I'm speaking to it right now. In your name. For your honor and glory. Prick hearts and save souls this day. And Lord Jesus, even now. Let them be like mine, Bartimaeus. Let them follow you in the way. And let them be like the men in the city of Sychar. Let them proclaim that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. And let them know there is a mountain that's waiting for their own voices. And that mountain wants to hear you speak to it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That mountain is listening. That mountain is waiting. That mountain is anxious to hear you speak to it. There's a mountain of sin. And Lord Jesus, I know, even now, as I speak to the mountain, that the mountain's going to have to go. In Jesus' name.